Questions for Cody Sokol.
Cody, first of all, continue kind of bowl eligible deal, but just getting to that sixth win and getting to a milestone that you guys wanted to. How's that feel for you guys in the locker room?
Feels really good. It's nice. We know that six doesn't automatically mean that we're going to get a bowl game, but it's one step closer, and I think that we're really excited about that.
Coach talked about kind of the redemption of Coach Diaz going through what he did last year, and we talked with Houston about it. You've got the same kind of story. You've had a rocky road to this point. What's it feel like to come out here today, put up the numbers you did, and with a team that y'all had a successful year?
Yeah, I feel great. I'm surrounded by a bunch of great guys, a bunch of great coaches. So I'm just happy to be here, and I'm happy to be a part of this team.
Now, a lot of the talk going in, some of it was surrounding, Brandon Dowdy giving his numbers, and rightfully so. But at the same time, you went out there tonight and got the better end of that deal with the kind of game you played. What was really clicking for you out there today?
We had our offensive line took on the challenge, and that was the biggest thing that we came this week. We had a challenge, and we knew that team had a great offense and that we had to produce points this week. So I think our guys handled it really well this week, came in mentally prepared, and I think we physically dominated that team offensively from an offensive standpoint today.
Now, how does this game match up against other great games you've had? Would you say this is the best game you've had in your career, and while you're going through it, is it something that you're thinking about, or are you just in the zone at that point?
Yeah, I think it was a great game, but there's a lot of things that I still need to improve on, a lot of things that our offense needs to improve on, and I think that's a positive when you look at it. As an offense, when you're putting up that many points and you're doing so well, and you still have things that you got to correct and you still haven't had that perfect game yet, I think that that just motivates you and makes you want to go out and actually have that perfect game, because the sky's the limit.
Cody, when you look at this week, coming into this week, maybe it was more so the media than the coaching staffs, but it seemed like all the talk was on Western Kentucky's offense and how Texas defense would catch up to that. And did you feel like, for an offensive player, a quarterback, did you feel like the Tex offense and even your performance coming into this game was being overlooked?
No, I don't think it was being overlooked, but I think that, our defense is, I think, one of the best defenses in the nation, and that's a defense that we practice against every single week. So I think that they help us get prepared, and I think that it was a great challenge for us, like I said, as an offense to come out here against one of the top offenses in the nation and prove that we deserve a little bit of talk to.
For two, go.
During the beginning of the year and through the middle of the year, when you're having your success, do you guys talk about amongst yourself about bowl games and get into that point, or was that ever brought up at any point that you guys want to get to that point?
Well, ultimately, that's what the goal is. So ultimately, we want to win as many games as we can and get to a bowl game. But I love our philosophy this year, and we've been taking every game one game at a time, and we've been treating every single game like it's our last conference game. So I think that we've done a great job of taking that mindset and applying it every game.
You talk about facing Tex defense every week in practice, and you were in the Big Ten at Iowa for 2 years. Knowing you've seen some great defenses in that league, how does Tex stand up, or what's the Tex defense potential compared to what you've seen?
They're one of the best. They're one of the best I've gone against. Give those guys credit. Our defense, we got some playmakers on our defense, and we got a great coach in Coach Diaz. I mean, that guy spends hours preparing for games, and he does a great job, and he puts those guys in the best possibility they can be in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.